Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. A lot of things going on. First of all, I want to wish all our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, Big Turkey Day and all that. And there's a lot to be thankful, and there's a lot that needs to be thankful. And we'll go from there on that. But we have several breaking news this week. And before we get to that, we do have to – we had an attack of sorts in what they call the Rainbow Bridge, which is basically from New York to Niagara Falls to the Canadian side. And the car was going 100 miles an hour, went through the gates, flipped up a ramp, and went into a hit a building and blew up. Now, the question is, into smithereens, they're looking for the license plate. We don't even know where that is, and a bunch of other stuff. Initial report was terrorist attack, looked like a car with bombs in there and things of that nature, you know, dynamite, whatever it may be. And then they start rolling it back and rolling it back and rolling it back because it's not politically correct for Biden to have a terrorist attack on his watch, or in fact, Canadian watch either. So they kind of roll it back. We don't know what it is, but there's got to be a lot of reasons why a car ran through the gates going 100 miles an hour and stuff. So just we'll see in the next few days where that goes. It could be drug running. It could be terrorist attack. But anyway, the two people in that car are no longer on this planet. They are dead. So they're deceased. So they're gone. And we'll see where that goes as the investigation goes. The other big story that broke today is that there is some kind of pause in Israel, Hamas, and Gaza. And just affects them. And it's supposed to be a four-day pause, and where they get 50 hostages that Hamas has that's going to be released, and about 100 or 150 Palestinians or terrorists, Hamas people that Israel has supposed to be. But there are some backtracking and stuff like that, and we'll see where that goes. I know why Netanyahu did it, because they tried to try and get the people alive. See, in Israel, what they do is they try every which way you can to get things done humanitarian way, and so they did that. But most everybody thinks that this is going to be a failure, and that all they do is giving time for Hamas to reposition themselves and stuff. And there's a lot of other questionable part of the deal, including no fly zone. That the Israelis for 4 hours a day for the next 4 days cannot fly their drones over that territory, which means they're basically giving ample time for Hamas to readjust themselves and hide more stuff in different ways. It's actually putting the lives of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, lives in jeopardy, and the citizens in Israel. But and so I don't think that ceasefire, and I don't think anybody is going to, a ceasefire is going to actually work its way out. We don't think that's going to be. So that's a big thing there. And then, of course, we have a big win in Argentina. What they call the guy, his name is Javier Milei. They call him the Argentinian Trump. And he won by a landslide against the incumbent and against the communist socialist. And the Argentinian people are free now. And he actually, the first thing he did was actually go and get rid of all the what they call CRTs or the EIEs or the indoctrination recruitment stuff that the previous communist socialist government had put in there, including the gay shit and all the other stuff. And he kicked them out. He started cleaning up and draining the swamp. And he is what we call the Argentinian Trump. The other big news is that last night, for the first time in more than 100 years, Charleston became from Democrat to Republican mayor. Republican candidate won mayor for the first time in more than 100 years in Charleston. And that's a big deal. And he won big. So that was big over there. So that's another thing that's happened. So you got all this stuff going on. Anyway, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am great. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Enjoy your family, your meal. Football. I'm ready.
Yep.
How many people out there are cooking tomorrow? I'm cooking.
A lot of people. And don't forget, we got 3 football games tomorrow. You got 1 Friday, and then you got the rest for the weekend. Now, this whole weekend is going to be tied up with football.
When I was in Publix today, all the turkeys were pretty much sold. There were very few left. So this year, everybody has a turkey to enjoy with their family and all the side dishes, you know, which is good because nobody can afford to go out. It's expensive. Galupi's is $50 a person for their Thanksgiving buffet. That's $150 if you're a 3-person family. That's insane. It's cheaper just to buy it and cook it. I mean, a turkey was 69 cents a pound. You buy a nice 20, 25-pound turkey and feed a family of 4 or 5. It's perfect, you know. Not as great sales this year, you know. People are tightening up. I think things are shrinking. They're getting more expensive and they're shrinking. And then I also read about South and North Korea that something's grooming up there. We need Trump. We need President Trump back. Yes, we do. We're going to have another war. Third one. Biden's doing good, man. He's causing big chaos. You know, more people will die. You know?
Also, don't forget, China is building warships like crazy, and they are now, by the end of next year, beginning of next year, they may have more submarines than the U.S., and that's not a good thing.
What's their plan? I know, consumers. Well, Biden allows them. Okay, they're coming into the border. Okay, you don't know what's here. Okay, you don't know what Muslim terrorists are here, or the CCP, or fentanyl, or the cartel. Nobody knows. Okay? And Congress can finish that wall. All they have to do is give them the money.
Actually, Texas is already started. Texas is doing that. In fact, Texas have an operation, Lone Star operation, that they are finishing the wall and they're doing what they can. And they also they also got their law enforcement, the Texas National Guard, the Texas Rangers, and other law enforcement in the state of Texas are literally arresting all the illegals that they can find and deport them. And they're doing it, and if Biden tries to interfere with, he will be killed. They will take him out, and he was told that. What?
Is that the only place that's left to build is in Texas?
Texas, there's a few other areas, but Texas has got some areas to go. They're doing it. Same thing happening in other states now. In fact, even in Illinois and Chicago, the illegals there, they're all heading back to Venezuela and other countries in South America, because South America is now spring, heading into summer, and they don't want to freeze their ass off in Chicago. So they're all heading back to where they came from, and they will not come back in this country at all, because they will be eliminated if they did. They'll be arrested on the spot.
And what? Americans are going to freeze because they're getting rid of gas stoves and gas.
No, I want to tell you, a lot of people are not doing it. They say you're going to get rid of my guns, I'm going to kick you out. And it's doing the same thing with the stoves and everything
boilers.
Else.
Boilers are expensive. They're $15,000 to $20,000 a new electric boiler. That's insane. You know, there is no global warming. There is no climate change. There's nothing wrong with the planet. Except we have idiots roaming on it.
Also, we got word this week that DeSantis had several hours of warnings ahead of time from the FBI and Garland that they were going to raid Mar-a-Lago. He had like several hours of warning, and DeSantis did not say or did anything. He just let it happen. When that came out, that's the end of it. And then today, the PAC that's been doing all those commercials pulled out of DeSantis. The CEO of that PAC that did the commercials resigned, and they pulled out of DeSantis' camp. That was this afternoon as he dropped it to single digits.
What do you think about him?
With DeSantis, I think he listened to too many of the wrong people, and he screwed his life over.
Yeah, but that was last summer. Last summer, or a little before that, is when Mar-a-Lago was.
Yeah, he knew ahead of time. He knew ahead of time, and he didn't do anything to stop it.
He knew he was going to run for president back then.
Right. The plan initially, when we first got him as governor the first time around, was the 2 years, two terms of governor, and then 2024, he would run for president following Trump's two terms. That was the deal.
I think he was already corrupt then. I think
probably
corrupt,
maybe.
He was He was deep state of already that said. And he used everybody's ideas to cover his ass. Because he don't have a fucking brain for any ideas. You know what? Nobody knew what with the coronavirus. Nobody knew anything. We knew that people were dying. We knew we didn't want to die. So people's minds were indoctrinated into a situation that we're all in this together. And the left did that. They totally co-opted. They don't wear a mask, and they don't do this, and they don't do that they're going to die. And it worked. It was very successful, you know? Whatever that shit was or whatever they did, because it definitely was, what's the word of a snake?
Do you have the snake?
No, the chemicals. It was a bioweapon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, bioweapon.
To hurt, to kill. Agenda 21. So people didn't know. And then Governor DeSantis said we should have never shut down. You know, what did he know? Did he know? He didn't have to. Chrissy Noem didn't shut down, did she?
No.
So what is he talking about? So, you know, there's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's not the first to do things. Donald J. Trump did a lot. He is a scumbag. He's a liar, a cheat, a fraud, a con, and a scumbag. You know, and this is his role as a father. And that's disgusting. Okay? He really needs to think about himself as a human being. He definitely doesn't press upon me as someone who was honesty with integrity at all. Nothing.
No. And the other thing is we also had the releases of the videos for J6, and and now there is a movement to. And the criminal process to get rid of everyone that's in that fraud and with the clown show, the J6 committee that did the clown stuff committee that they did on someone after Trump. There is now a diamond's coming down on trees and other stuff coming on to everyone that's involved in that J6 committee. They need
that
Nancy Pelosi.
You know, they're attacking Mike Johnson. They are such.
Yeah, that's because he's doing the right thing. Anyway, and they're attacking us too. We are calling for the immediate arrest of treason of everyone on that J6, including Nancy Pelosi.
Okay. I'd like to recap. You said they're releasing 50 Israelis. We are releasing 150. Does that sound fair?
No. A lot of people in Israel are happy some of the loved ones are coming home, but at the same time, they're not happy of what we're giving up and stuff like that. So it's mixed feelings there. But everyone in
have to give up everything.
Because you're not Trump. If Trump was in office, Israel would never have been attacked.
Netanyahu was a smart guy.
The report is he was getting pressured by a lot of people, including Biden, to do the pause and to swap.
Why did he tell Biden to go suck his wife's tit and fuck off? Okay? That's bottom line. I'm going to tell Biden to go fuck off. Get the fuck out of here, you dog. Because he's for the terrorists. That makes no sense whatsoever. He threatened them. I'm not going to give you anything if you don't do this.
I don't know. We don't know that yet for sure.
You know what? You know what? There ain't no other way. You know that shit, the shit he pulled on, the shit in Ukraine, getting the guy fired? I'm not going to give you anything if you fired. I bet it's the same thing.
Maybe.
You know?
We'll find out in the next few days. We'll find out. BB was on Greta before. Yeah.
Hey.
But anyway,
Biden was on Greta?
No, BB. Netanyahu. Yeah. On Greta.
She's in Israel?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
So she went in there. Anyway, Newsweek did a story this past week attacking this show, attacking us, and attacking others similar that is demanding the immediate arrest of Liz Cheney, Nancy Pelosi, and everyone else associated with the J6 committee and the people that really, truly set up what happened in J6, not Trump and his people, because we even have a video of a number of so-called arrests being made of people that were at the Capitol, and as they're being arrested, they were put into a different area, and we see them showing their badges, their shields, and we got a video of it out there, and we posted.
These are plans. The media cannot protect the criminal.
Right. And so that's it. And we're asking, and Newsweek, we're asking for your termination and your end of your careers and your magazine. Newsweek, you're finished. You're collaborating with the enemy. That's treason. That's what's going to come. So if you want to go after us and the American people, we're going to demand that you be shut down currently, because you're nothing but a traitor in Treason's magazine. So that's a big thing there. Also, Dan Goldman, the congressman out of New York, he went and said that he wanted Trump to be eliminated. And we're not talking about defeat in the election. Eliminated means assassination. And he said so live, and he tried to roll it back, but it's out there. And he's kind of quiet now because he's got caught in the Treasonous Act. And he's the next one to go. But don't forget that Dan Goldman is the guy that came out and lied about Hunter Biden. So what do you expect from somebody that's corrupt?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Manchin is lucky to, it looks like he's working with the No Name Party, which is Joe Lieberman's project. And he may be running as a third party, a no-name party for 2024. That happens, eliminates the Democratic candidates of any kind. And nobody really believes that Biden is going to be the candidate coming in to convention. They think they're gearing up for Newsom.
The left is very upset at Manchin.
Yeah.
They're
so that's a big thing.
Their plans go apart. They can't save their ship or shingle. They're going to steal it. That's what they're going
to
do.
They're trying to.
They're
trying to, but we're working on things. We have a problem in Pennsylvania where they want to, where a judge in Pennsylvania said it's okay to count ballots that are misdated. Or wrong signature and initial signature or misplaced signature.
That's illegal.
It is, and the Supreme Court is going to knock that down anyway. We're already there, and we asked for it, and we're going to get in the next 24 to 48 hours after Thanksgiving, actually, the arrest of this judge in charge with treason. We're tired of this garbage. You do that stuff, you pay the penalty. So that's what we're going to do. So that's a big thing there. And polling, the last six polling data came out, including NBC News, has Trump up anywhere from 2 to as much as 8 points. Even in a three-way race, Trump is now beating everyone. And against Newsom, he's beating by double digits. And even if they decide to put Obama's, Michael Obama, in there, he's there. He's being run hard by 20 points, or hit by 20 points. They can't stop him, so they're going to try everything they can on the legal front And even that's getting thrown out as the New Hampshire ballot try was just kicked out yesterday. And so all of them are going to get kicked in the next few days or weeks.
Okay.
And then, of course, 60 years ago today is when JFK was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. And a large amount of people believe he did not act alone, and I don't either.
No, Johnson and the CIA and the Secret Service, the whole spiel. They all took him out. The Warren Commission was corrupt. You know, our inspector was corrupt. Shit, our inspector's the one that saved what's his face? Who died? The congressman? No rules,
Hastings. Anyway, I'm gonna play a song, okay?
Sounds great.
Martina McBride.
Perfect.
Be thankful we're still in the greatest nation on earth, even though Biden and the Democrats are trying to destroy it all the way through. There is a big development in Donald Trump's Fulton County case, Georgia record hearing case. It looks like they pushed the trial date back towards almost towards the election day type of area. so that he could be on trial while he's still running for president on election day. That's going to get thrown out anyway. And because that's the reason why they're pushing it back, because Fannie Willis is going to be indicted. And there's a lot of other stuff going on with the whole group. And the case has been getting, already been kicked all over the place. So, and it's just stalling. And that's it on that. Okay. This Tuesday, they call this Tuesday charity drive for everybody. They want everybody to donate to the favorite charities and stuff. This year, we did a tradition watch. So if you go to my Facebook page and click on tradition watch on my page, it says because no one is above the law, traditionwatch.org, and donate because Tradition Watch is what's one of the people that's saving this country. The Freedom of Information Act and stuff, they're the ones that expose the FISA corruption and everything else in there. So it's a big thing there. So go out and donate. And next month, when my birthday comes around, we'll be able to do a charity drive on that one. But we'll go from there. In the meantime, Tradition Watch is our point for this Tuesday, so donate them. Now, the other day, with Charlie Kirk and his Turning Point USA tours that he does, has an event that I believe is in Michigan or Minnesota, around that area, and the Air Force is nearby, and they were invited. The people that work that are part of the military and the Air Force were invited to come along and see the show and stuff. And the Air Force told these people, these airmen, that if you go, you could be kicked out of the Air Force. And they called Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA terrorist type organization, but. It's not. It's a conservative movement. It's the teachers of the Constitution and stuff. It's crazy. This is what the left is, the indoctrination recruitment of our military. They'd rather have fags and they'd rather have criminals and lowlifes and terrorists inside our military than somebody that supports this country. And if you left this country, according to the Air Force and the communist regime in the White House, it's against them and against the country. This is so wrong. And it's disgusting. And everyone in the military should go to Charlie Kirk's Turning Point event and tell their higher-ups to go scratch. It's like an unlawful order, which you can turn down an unlawful order and not get punished. It's very big. And this is really bad. This is really hurting. They're hurting the military. They need it. The military needs to be. Meanwhile, the recruitment in the military is down 15,000 people this year, to as much as 30,000, and that's really bad because of the woke. You can't have woke in the military, no, and that's a big thing, and that's very important, you know, and that's why. I also urge everyone to go and watch the movie A Police State. You get that on Rumble or on Denise D'Souza's actual web page, or go to Police State website and get it there. It's a big thing there, so that's important. You know, and bring it back. You said that the bus loaded with illegals is a terrorist attack in New York. We don't know if that actually was part of that. And I know they were looking for a second car, but I don't know about the bus loaded with illegals. But we'll check. That's confirmed. Let me know. And that's a big thing.
That bridge is from U.S. in one side and Canada on the other?
Yes.
There's no
Yeah, go
There's
ahead.
Nobody there to check ID?
There are checkpoints there, but this thing, when the car went through the checkpoint, it flew over it, actually. No.
So where were the border agents?
One of them got hurt. I don't know. There were two killed, and two people were killed that was in the car, and one border agent got hurt. That's all I know.
Where were they with their weapons?
I don't know. Can't answer that. Okay. It was Dakota. By the way, it's Dakota. All right. Okay. It's November 17th, Dakota Patriot Rally. North Dakota, whoever crafted this message on the Thai military base needs to be sent immediately. You know. And so that's what that is. Okay, so it's in North Dakota if this happens. But as far as the terror attack today, and I call it a terror attack, a lot of things don't make sense. I think the initial response is the correct one. They said
it was
a terror attack.
I think it was just to put in the news to change things.
Yeah, maybe.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Terrorist
attack solution take more freedoms away. Exactly. We got the Patriot Act because of 9/11, and that's a big thing there.
The impeachment trial, you said, begins next week, huh?
Nothing's happening because of the Thanksgiving recess, but after that, everything starts. They got the indictments coming in. They got the warrants in. They got the hearing set up and the vote all happening. That and also the bill to protect children from militarization. Any doctor that performs sex change or any kind of change of kids of any age from 2 years old all the way up to the 21 will be arrested on the spot and the license revoked.
That did not go through Senate.
No, the Senate probably died. Yeah, probably will die in the Senate. But Democrats, by shelving it, it's not helping them. Nobody believes. First of all, we'll know by Friday or Saturday if Biden's even going to be running for president. He and his family are not talking.
What happened to them with the government funding the government? What happened?
They have the government funded until January 15th, I think. They did two things we got through. One, eliminated a large portion of the IRS and it funded Israel and it kept things going. And the second part of the bill is supposed to come through was between now and then, and now eliminate a lot of other cutting. They cut billions of dollars off of that into the first part. And they went through the Senate and went through the House and then went through the Senate and Biden signed it. So that's a good thing there. But, if you want to end terrorism in this country, terrorism around the world, and you want to get all this garbage that's out there, get rid of Obama, you got to get rid of Biden. You got to get rid of all these people out there.
If you don't, you're going to win.
And you got to allow take the handcuffs off the law enforcement and allow them to do their job. And that's a big thing there.
Well, you know, Eric Adams is letting 30,000 law enforcement go.
Eric Adams He's done anyway. He's finished. He's done when you have a story coming out today that Andrew Cuomo may run for mayor in New York City.
He won't win.
He won't win anyway. But the point, yeah. But the point is, if he's dropping, he knows it's in trouble. The rest warrant is for him imminent because of what happened.
He took a special election, right?
And Curtis Lee was favored to win that. Unless
in the meantime, they're going to pull their heads out of their ass and vote correctly.
Yes, the city of New York, they're doing it. In fact, it's kind of turned red. They saw what happened in Long Island, and back a couple weeks ago when we had the election, two states back, the Republicans took
that
control of all of Long Island. She's done. She told her inner staff that she'll be gone within the next week or two.
She's there.
She already told her staff that she's resigning effective December 1st. So, and that's breaking news.
She told the staff, we call for the RNC, and we will tell her that she's going to be gone. My commission is RNC head. That would be good, but she's not doing that because she's a dog.
No, her day was numbered when Trump said she's being fired. She's gone. When Trump said that, that killed anything that's left. She told the staff that she's resigning at December 1st, and that's it.
Yeah, because she's going to do something dingy.
No, she's not. They're already stripped of her power.
You know
she's
what
just
I read? I read that the Democrats raised more money than the GOP.
That always happens. That's not unusual.
You know why it happened? Because if she did her job correctly,
People would donate. Yeah,
right.
But they don't want to donate as long as she's around. That's one of the reasons why she's resigning, because she knows that nobody's donating.
Yeah,
in fact, she didn't raise one cent this past.
She don't give a shit. She don't give money to people.
Does.
She don't give a shit. She gets bullshit. She don't give
right,
a shit.
No.
She gets $29.
They stripped her of everything. They're paying her a dollar. She doesn't get a salary anymore. She does not get a salary anymore. They stripped off everything, and she's resigning. So she'll be gone by the 1st of December.
Like Hillary's in jail, right? Okay.
Don't need about that. She's a dead doornail anyway. No, she's right up there.
Not the point. We have a two-tier system. The criminals float, and the innocent are sitting there dying. January 6th, 2000 of us. Patriots. Proud Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the guy from California.
Alex Jones for his comment.
Yeah, but that car overturned.
Where's freedom of speech? You can say whatever the fuck you want.
The Supreme Court dropped it. The Supreme Court overturned that. He's not going to pay anything. The absence of government, state of loneliness, or political disorder due to the absence of government, or sorry, the absence of government, whatever, a state of loneliness or political disorder due to the absence of government authority. So when you have too much government authority, one of the reasons why we fought our revolution to get free was to get rid of the tyranny. That's actually the number one thing, not the taxation around representation. Tyranny was the number one. So number two was freedom of religion, where you could choose to preach to the Church of England. That's why the United States cannot make a Church of the United States. But we have a person. We have the right as an individual to pray for our own religion, to be part of our own religion that we believe in, whatever it may be. That's why we are a Judeo-Christian nation. But we do not support a state-owned church. That's the difference. And it is where the left tries to destroy us. And it's freedom from religion. No, it prevents you from having a state-run religion. That's all that is. And you could be a Jew, it could be a Catholic, it could be Protestant, it could be anything under the sun, Christian, anything under the sun, And you can pray for your own church, but it's not going to run. And that's the difference. But the Constitution is there, you know, that the Second Amendment was put into to protect the First Amendment. It's not about hunting. It's not about defending ourselves from robbery or something, or muggings, even though we can use it for that. It's about eliminating tyranny. What that means is that when the government is too big, we have under the Constitution the right to take back the government and reform it. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Declaration of Independence. We could do that. And the Second Amendment is there purposely to make sure that the government can take them.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, I know. It's going to take time, but it's getting there, and it's getting there. That's why more people bought guns in the last several weeks than ever before, because it's getting there. And the American people had enough, and they are going to protect themselves. And states like Florida and also states like Texas, they
why
are going
to do that. Why haven't they dropped the case in New York yet since the Supreme Court?
They're going through the minute that the judge drops the case, he's being taken to custody and taken to Gitmo. And tribunal and then hung. Same thing with Letitia James. She knows that. Same thing with Fannie Willis and everything else.
He's not going to allow it to end. He's protecting himself.
Yeah, but it's going to end because the American people are up in arms, and they are going to, if they have to, they will come in there and they'll drag him out and end it. They're going to drag him out and end it. The same thing with Fannie Willis in Fulton County, Georgia. She's already under indictment for stuff. And same thing elsewhere. The judge in the D.C. case Hunter Biden's in jail, but he's not in jail. He's in house arrest. He can't go anywhere.
Why
he's under monitor. Because his name is Hunter Biden.
I don't give a shit. My name is Scarlett Butler. He kiss my ass.
Yeah. Anyway.
He needs to be in jail. He's not above the law. Congress needs to do their job.
Well, when they come back next week, they are doing the job. It's all scheduled up and stuff.
They're wussy pussies.
Not anymore. One of the things I'll tell you is one of the great things to happen. Look. The left is going after Matt Gaetz because he got rid of their troll. He got rid of McCarthy, and they can't control the House anymore where they were used to do it. And with Mike Johnson, they can't control that, and they know that they're going down, all of them.
Nope.
And so that's why they're going after Matt Gaetz and telling all kinds of people.
Religious gentlemen.
Matt Gaetz is very popular.
They can't do shit to him, and he's standing strong, and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz is very popular. So is Marjorie Taylor Greene. So is Comey from Texas, from Kentucky, and everyone else. They're all these conservatives, all these people that America First people are very popular, and they're winning the district. You know, and every time they do anything towards Trump, he gets 10 more points, 5 more points. And it's across the country. We have 11 months. You're going to have, it'll be 11 months to the election.
You know what? Let's not peak him.
We're not picking him. We're getting stuff done. We got Scott Pressler doing his thing. We got a bunch of others doing their thing. We got the team set up. We're registering voters everywhere, and we're going to take care of it. And we're very happy with what we're doing so far.
I am telling you, right before election, they're going to do something so horrible, he's going to pull martial law. I'm telling you.
And he'll be gone in 2 seconds. He will not survive that. The American people know. The American people know that they will not survive it, and he knows it. He's not going to do that.
Okay,
he's not going to do that. I bet you the house. He ain't going to do that, and everybody knows that. But what they will do,
if I own Congress, I would definitely put it on the desk.
They are going to do is if Biden doesn't resign by next week, or say that he's not running by next week, they're going to install Gavin Newsom as the candidate, and he'll lose by 20 points to Trump.
What, the California scum?
Yeah, well, that's where they're setting up. That's why he went to China. That's why he's doing a scout shallow campaign.
He went to Nancy money. Or cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all about money.
Yeah, I know it is. The whole thing, well, that's all they are. They're all corrupt. That's what deep state's all about.
So
anyway, we're down to the last few minutes.
About the election. They only care about them living good. What is it?
Anyway, we're down to the last few minutes of the show. We got, you know, so.
This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, Happy Turkey Day. Enjoy your bird or your chicken or your meat or whatever you eat, lasagna or ham. And enjoy your football. I'm looking forward to football. 4 days of football, Thursday and Friday and Sunday and Monday. And I did great this week in my pool. And it should go flow very nicely. And enjoy your parade in spite of the numbnuts enigma shit, and enjoy your coffee and your family, and everybody be safe, be happy, and this is Scarlett Butler saying bye.
Okay, one thing we got to say before she went off now, but anyway, if you're going down to Macy's tomorrow in Manhattan, be very safe and be wary. If you see something, say something. I do not, or somebody that's in law enforcement, involved in law enforcement, I do not believe what happened today in upstate New York at the bridge. It was the actual terror attack. I believe it's a trial run or test run to see how they respond. That's something we need to do, is to keep an eye on everybody and make sure you have a good time and enjoy. And If Macy's, I hope the Million Moms of group, I actually got Macy's to get rid of the transgender or the other stuff to brainwash the kids, to indoctrinate our kids tomorrow in the parade. I hope they kick those two groups out because it's not family friendly to begin with, number one. The other thing is, I hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. We are still, despite all the stuff that's going on, we still are the greatest nation on earth. That shiny light on the mount is still lit up, but it is fading until we get Trump in office. DeSantis, deep state, he knew about the raid on Mar-a-Lago hours beforehand, did nothing, and to stop it, to protect Trump or anything else. So he's deep state. He can't win. He by him doing what he's doing, killed his chances even in 2028. There are a lot of other people that are better than he is now. And that's a big thing. In fact, his numbers are down into single digits and he's done. And his PAC, the super PAC that he had, they just quit on him. The CEO of that PAC just resigned today. And that's a big thing because that means his money's just dried up. Big bad thing there. When they start saying the head of the super PAC said there's no chance on him winning anymore, and that's true. He needed to step aside, support Trump, and then run in 2028. That would have been the smart move, but you listen to people like the Bushes and Paul Ryan us, and that's a bad thing. That's poison to anybody. But anyway, so enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner. Watch the games. Jets against the Miami Dolphins is on Friday's game, and it's free, so you can get it through anywhere. Watch it. Anyway, again, have a very pleasant evening. So have a great Thanksgiving. Don't overdo it. And we'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And have a pleasant evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Sunday and have a pleasant Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holidays.